But now we go to the High Court in Belfast, where a former self-confessed senior IRA member, Ivor Bell, has been found not guilty of encouraging Gerry Adams and another man to murder and secretly bury mother of 10, Jean McConville. The former Sinn Féin president categorically denies any involvement in the killing in 1972. Our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney, has been following the case. Vincent, the case against Ivor Bell was based on interviews recorded as part of an oral history project by Boston College in the United States. What did Ivor Bell say in those interviews?
That's right, Anya. This, of course, one of the most controversial and notorious murders of the Troubles. Jean McConville, a mother of 10, dragged out of her home in front of her children shortly before Christmas in 1972, shot dead and secretly buried. No one has ever been convicted of her murder. Ivor Bell agreed to be interviewed about his knowledge of the killing as part of an oral history project, as you say, Anya, by Boston College. He was assured his comments would remain secret until he died or he gave permission for their release. But that guarantee had no legal basis, and police in Northern Ireland took legal action that forced Boston College to hand over that material to detectives investigating Jean McConville's murder. Now, while 82-year-old Ivor Bell was excused from attending the trial because of ill health, his voice was heard in court when extracts of those interviews were played last week. He identified himself as operations officer of the Belfast Brigade of the IRA at the time of the killing. Prosecutors claimed his interviews proved he had solicited, encouraged or persuaded two other men to murder the mother of 10. Those men were alleged to have been Gerry Adams and a man called Pat McClure, a former senior IRA member who died a number of years ago. Now, Ivor Bell claimed they discussed Jean McConville's fate with him at a meeting in West Belfast shortly before she was killed. At one point it was put to him, "Some of the press and some authors have stated that Gerry gave the order for her killing and her disappearance. Is there a possibility that they're wrong?" Ivor Bell replied, "The only thing I can say about that is this. Gerry would have passed the information back to GHQ that 1, she was a tout, 2, she was taking money, and 3, that she had to be executed." Was then on your put to him, "Do you recall at any point Pat or Gerry saying that she should be disappeared?" Ivor Bell answered, "Yeah, they said they couldn't take the heat from throwing her in the street." Now, just worth pointing out on you at this stage that the Police Ombudsman's Office in Northern Ireland investigated this issue a number of years ago, and they said there was no evidence whatsoever to substantiate the claim by the IRA that Jean McConville had been working as an informer.
Gerry Adams was called to give evidence, Vincent. What was his response to those allegations?
Yes, well, he appeared as a witness in court on Monday. And now, he was arrested and questioned about this murder in 2014, but released without charge. During more than an hour of questioning on Monday, he repeatedly denied any role in the killing or in the IRA. Asked if he'd attended a meeting that Ivor Bell said took place in Falls Road in 1972, where Jean McConville's fate was allegedly discussed, Gerry Adams said, "I did not. I never had any discussions with Ivor Bell or indeed any others about Mrs. McConville. I want to categorically deny any involvement in the abduction, killing and the burial of Jean McConville." He went on to say, Anya, that he did not believe Jean McConville should have been shot, and added, "The IRA were totally wrong to have shot and secretly buried these folks. In particular, there should have been compassion shown to Mrs. McConville, a lone woman with 10 children." He said that should have begged compassion.
Now, I know, final question to you, Vincent. I know the judge ruled the interviews were inadmissible and couldn't be used as evidence and told the jury this morning to acquit Ivor Bell of the charges against him. What was the reaction of the McConville family?
The McConville family, as you'd imagine, were quite shocked. 5 of Jim McConville's family had been in court every single day of this process. They sat listening intently. When the judge yesterday directed that these tapes were inadmissible and couldn't be used, it was clear at that point, Anya, that the prosecution of Ivor Bell had failed. The five children left, a number of them looked visibly upset. 2 of those children, Michael, who was 11 when his mum was killed, and Susan, who was just 7, spoke briefly outside the court today. They said it hadn't been easy to listen to Ivor Bell's interviews. They said they were bitterly disappointed that they couldn't be used in this trial. They've called for a public inquiry into what happened to their mother, but the key thing, Anya, is they said, in terms of anyone ever being convicted of murder, they said, realistically, the only way that's likely to happen is if someone walks in off the street to a police station, puts their hands up and says, "I did it." The reality is, only that is highly unlikely to happen.
Vincent Kearney in Belfast, thank you very much indeed.